What's up, superstars, superior studious sages? Terrific Tuesday to you. I'm Coy Wire. If it's been a bit 6-7, time to turn it up to a CNN 10. Thank you for spending part of your day with me here on the best 10 minutes in news because of you. Lots to get to, not a lot of time to do it, so let's get to it. We begin in the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico, where a homegrown superstar has single-handedly supercharged the island's economy. We're talking about genre-bending rapper, singer, actor and occasional pro wrestler Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio, aka Bad Bunny. The native Puerto Rican just wrapped up a 30-show residency at the island's biggest venue to promote his latest album. Bad Bunny's decision to stay home for the first leg of the tour has the tourism economy hopping during a normally slow hurricane season. The tour is also making headlines for Bad Bunny's decision to skip the U.S. mainland, a decision he says is rooted in concerns over immigration enforcement. Our Isabel Rosales is there with more from the Island of Enchantment.
I'm here! Estoy en Puerto Rico!
Bad Bunny mania has taken over the Island of Enchantment. The rapper, who has previously been critical of ICE operations, said in an interview with ID Magazine he didn't include the U.S. in his concert tour because of fear that ICE would raid the concert venues. In a normally slow time for tourism on the island, the Puerto Rican superstar's 30-concert residency is sold out.
Has Puerto Rico ever seen something of this scale?
Never. In the 20-year history of Coliseo itself, or in the entertainment history of Puerto Rico, nothing of this magnitude, not even close.
Tourism agency Discover Puerto Rico estimates the island will earn at least $196 million from the residency.
Do you think that this stimulus will last beyond his residency at all, or is this a temporary?
I think is one of the most valuable lessons that will come out of the residency.
Even the merch around this historic residency has gone viral. The rapper's version of La Boo-Boo, featuring the album's toad mascot, El Sapo Concho, sold out. Working from a corner of his grandparents' living room in Ponce, the graphic designer Sebastian Muñiz Morales is stunned by the hype.
Do you ever go, hey, that shirt you're wearing, I designed that.
When I feel like very confident to do it, I do it, but I get a little shy telling people that I was the one who created it.
Bad Bunny's music has long reflected the struggles of life on the island.
You see the La Residencia, but once you go out, you see the different problems we fight for. Son distintas cosas que realmente no tienes que estar tanto tiempo en la isla para tú darte cuenta que something's wrong here.
A legacy of U.S. colonialism and gentrification confronted head-on in his song, What Happened to Hawaii. The island facing a crushing debt crisis, crumbling infrastructure, and frequent power outages spotlighted in his song, The Blackout. The reality has driven young Puerto Ricans to leave the island in search of a better opportunity. Something Muñiz Morales once considered.
Some people like don't see their future here. No pueden ver su futuro si la isla sigue de esa manera.
And after Bad Bunny wraps up his residency here in Puerto Rico, he moves on to a world tour, kickstarting that in the Dominican Republic. Let me set you in with a little bit of the mood here. You can see these massive crowds. Coy, this is like the Super Bowl, right? And what you're witnessing here is people tailgating ahead of that, filling up this venue of over 19,000 seats. Coy.
Pop quiz, hot shot, what lies at the center of the Milky Way? Supernova, white dwarf, black hole, or caramel? If you said caramel because of the candy bar, correct. If you said black hole in regard to the Milky Way galaxy, also correct. The supermassive black hole Sagittarius A star lies at the center of our galaxy, about 26,000 light years from Earth, and more than 4 million times bigger than our sun. Did you know? Black holes aren't actually holes. They're actually incredibly dense concentrations of matter, acting as cosmic traps. Pockets of gravity so strong, anything that gets pulled in cannot escape, including light. Talk about dense subject matter. One new study is giving us the clearest look yet at a collision between two black holes. The dueling giants were discovered orbiting each other about a billion light years from Earth. Their collision created a black hole 60 times greater than our sun, spinning at 100 revolutions per second. So, how did scientists pull this off? Turns out black holes ring. Astronomers used a specialized observatory known as LIGO to detect gravitational waves. Those are ripples in space-time that occur when black holes slam into each other. They're seriously small. Think 1,000 times smaller than the nucleus of an atom. A Nobel Prize-winning team was finally able to document vibrations from the waves back in 2015, 100 years after Albert Einstein predicted their existence. Scientists say this landmark achievement has given them a totally new view into the dynamics of space and time and will help them learn more about these cosmic oddities. E-waste, electronic waste, you know, discarded computers, phones, TVs, etc., it's become increasingly growing concern in recent years. And while some of us may have heard the three R's, reduce, reuse, recycle, there's now a fourth R that could be key to curbing the epidemic, repair. A group in London has a repair cafe where volunteers are helping to breathe new life into bin-bound electronics, keeping them in use and out of the dump.
There are so many people who don't like to throw things away.
We fixed about 91% of things that come through the door. Anything you can carry in, we're able to fix.
Electronics, textiles, lamps, vacuum cleaners, furniture, not too big. Some are just normal things, but with this sentimental value. Some are just like expensive things, which you don't want to throw away because they were expensive and they are not that old.
Every month, this community venue in London hosts a repair cafe, a pop-up space where anyone can bring their broken items to be fixed by one of a team of volunteers for free. It's part of a global movement that started in the Netherlands in 2007, which has now expanded to thousands of similar spaces around the world.
Our lovely and very skilled volunteers try to find the problem and fix it.
The ethos is to save the planet, to make sure that we can use machines instead of throwing them away and filling landfill sites, we can actually reuse things and make sure they last longer.
A lot of the items people bring in are electronic. In 2022, an estimated 62 million tons of e-waste was created globally, and that figure is rising sharply, expected to reach 82 million tons by 2030.
Some volunteers, that's their full-time job, repairing stuff or being engineers. Some of them just like tinkering. Some of them like helping people. And hey, wait.
Today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, is all about paying it forward, or shall we say, slaying it forward. Eli Dershowitz started fencing at 9 years old, went on to become an NCAA champ at Harvard, an Olympian, and a world champ in 2023 in individual men's saber. Now he's the owner and coach at Zeta Fencing in Ashland, Massachusetts, the place that inspired and molded him as a child.
To see that kind of joy on their face as they learn that, you know, overcoming obstacles and paying attention, that that will lead to this moment where things start to come together. When I see that, like, it really just, it feels like magic to me. Sometimes I have to take a step back and realize that having fun at practice, having enjoyment here, having friends and community to surround them is the precursor to everything, and that I have to foster that environment where they want to come in, where they want to have fun, where they want to run around with their friends.
Slay all day, as they say. All right, superstars, time for a shout-out. Just got this in the mail from Mrs. Faccio at Pierce Elementary in Pierce, Arizona. It says, Pierce Miners, love CNN10. We love you, too. And Curtis, a Lego mini-me. Lego! Really appreciate this. That is fun stuff. I am honored. And from our YouTube subscribers, Miss Clarkson, and all of our friends, the Southeast Lancers in Cherokee, Kansas, rise up. Tomorrow is Your Word Wednesday, so follow us at CNN10 on the socials or at Coy Wire. Put your unique vocabulary word and definition in the comment section of our most recent post, and we're going to choose one winner to work into tomorrow's show. Put your school, city, state, mascot, teacher's name if you'd like to, so we can get you some love. Crush it today. Go out and be awesome. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN10.